Sure.
Okay. You say, well, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't.
Couldn't swallow it. It was too tough.
Okay. And what do people call whiskey that they made themselves?
White Lightning.
Okay. Any other names for that?
Moonshine. And corn liquor. Bootleg whiskey.
Do you ever hear it called Splode?
No, I didn't call it Splode right here.
Uh-huh. What about...
Just those names I call, frankly.
Uh-huh. What about beer that you'd make yourself?
Call that homebrew beer and, well, it's a wine. It's just almost same as a beer. You make it out of blackberry and stuff, but...
Uh-huh.
Call it homebrew. More than the beer part, beer life.
Uh-huh.
Homebrew.
And the kind of animal that barks, you call that a...
Bark. Dog?
Uh-huh.
Dog bark.
Say, if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
Kicking? Yeah, kicking. Kicking, Fido, kicking.
Uh-huh. Mm. What would you call just a dog, you didn't know what kind he was, just a...
Just a dog, if you know what kind it was.
Uh-huh. What about one of those small, noisy little dogs?
Oh, you call that a... There's a whole lot of different kinds of them, but you mostly call that a house dog, that's all, because I wouldn't know the name of all of them, so many different names. Them little barky dogs, just call that a house dog.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about a worthless dog, just one not good for anything?
That's just a dog, that's all I know, he ain't fitting for nothing.
Uh-huh. Say if you had a mean dog, you might tell someone, you better be careful, that dog will...
Bite you, that's a yard dog, that's a bad dog, you bite you.
Uh-huh. You say, yesterday the dog...
Bit such a fella.
Uh-huh. And then he had to go to the doctor after he got...
After he got bit, he had to go to the doctor and get treated on.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say after he got dog bit?
After he got dog bit, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of animal that you milk, you call that a...
A cow.
What do you call the male?
A bull.
Uh-huh. Was that word nice to use when you were growing up? Do people say that word much?
That's all it is. It was a bull and a cow. And
what about the baby?
That was a calf.
Uh-huh. And if it's a female, it's a...
If it's a female, it's a cow.
Uh-huh. And if it's the calf, the female calf? Is
female calf, a yearling. When you get big enough, he's a yearling. Female calf, female yearling.
Uh-huh. Say if you had a cow that was expecting a calf, you'd say she was going to...
Going to have a calf, or I'm expecting for her to come in soon, expecting uh-huh. for my cow to come in soon.
And the kind of animal you could plow with, you could plow with mules or?
Mules or horses.
And you'd say everyone around here likes to what horses?
Ride a horse.
And yesterday he, what his horse, yesterday he?
He rode his horse, or yesterday he fed uh-huh. his horse, or cut his horse.
But I have never, what, a horse?
I never rode my horse yet.
And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say I fell.
I lost the horse.
And say a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning. He'd say, I guess I must have.
He fell out of bed last night.
Uh-huh. And the things that you put on the horse's feet, you call those?
Shoes. Horseshoes.
Uh-huh. What about a game that you play with those?
Well, that's an old folks, so. We're throwing horseshoes. Now, what's the name of the game, I wouldn't know, but they're just throwing to the pole with horseshoes.
Uh-huh. Do you ever see people throw rings instead of horseshoes?
Yeah, rings. So the same thing. Anything will hang around the pole for opening in the end of it.
Uh-huh.